Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Business performance.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about our good friend Diana Furchgott-Roth being back on the show. She's a former chief economist for the Department of Labor. She's currently a senior fellow, with the Manhattan Institute. She's a columnist for Market Watch and also Real Clear Markets. She's served as chief of staff of George W. Bush's Council of Economic Advisors, and she's the author of Regulating to Disaster and Women's Figures. As you can see, she's a very accomplished and obviously a very busy person. We're so glad that she spends some time with us to talk about us about some very important issues. Diana Furchgott-Roth, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, Diana. I want to talk about whether the president's proposal to extend the unemployment rate, unemployment benefits, I should say, an extra, I guess, another 13 weeks. What's that going to do? Get it up into the 90-something week total extension. What do you think about that?
Well, I think it's a terrible idea, and it looks like Congress is not moving ahead with it. So right now, unemployment benefits are 26 weeks in most states, 19 mm-hmm. weeks in North Carolina. But last year, they were an average of 55 weeks in the United States and 73 weeks in some states. But since Congress did not pass the extension, the federal portion of unemployment benefits, they are back to 26 weeks, except 19 in North Carolina.
Right, right. Well, we polled. So that's the reality. This is a tough issue, isn't it, Diana? Because
I don't think so. No.
Well, I mean, it's you and I both know that there are people who are unemployed through no fault of their own, and there are many people who are, and so you feel for the families. I've been unemployed before. I was once.
I've been unemployed too, at a time when I couldn't believe
after 20-something years of being a good employee, I found myself unemployed back in the 80s. So it's a tough situation. But at some point in time, it has to stop, doesn't it?
It's a tough situation, but it doesn't really do people any favors giving them more than 6 months unemployment benefit, because then they turn down lower-paying jobs, and they are out of the labor force or out of work for long periods of time, and it's more difficult to get back in. That's one reason why 37% of the unemployed are long-term unemployed.
Yeah.
And all the research shows that people's job search intensifies as their unemployment benefits are about to end.
Well, we polled my audience on this last week, Diana, and 81% said either don't extend it unless it's paid for with spending cuts, and 27% said that, and 51% said no, it has to stop sometime. So over half of our people said it has to stop, and 80% plus said, you know, it has to stop, or we can't just borrow more money to pay this. But here was my commentary on this that I added, Diana, that instead of asking Congress for an extension, the president should stop his anti-business behavior and rhetoric of his administration that's causing businesses to be reluctant to grow and to hire new employees. What do you think?
That's definitely true. What all these people want are jobs, good-paying jobs, jobs that pay as well as the jobs that left. And it's really unfortunate that what the president's doing is driving these jobs away. And not just the president, Congress, too. I mean, if they could just get down the American corporate tax rate, which is now 39% if you add state and federal taxes to the OECD average, which is 24%. There's a lot more businesses that would come and locate here.
But look at this, Diana. Look what happened 2 years ago in South Carolina. A perfectly legal, completely fully funded Boeing plant was about to go online. President Obama's NLRB basically shut it down for a while and hurt 4,000 small businesses.
It's amazing, yeah.
Now, that kind of behavior, I mean, that was nothing, that was horrible what they did to that in South Carolina. There was no excuse for it. And so, but those are the kinds of things that are going on that could be solving this unemployment situation, couldn't it?
It really could, yes. And the NLRB is doing the same thing to other businesses, too.
All over the place, just because they don't like their politics, folks.
Right.
And that's just wrong. And we're going to talk about that and this in minimum wage as well after these messages with Diana Furchtgott-Roth. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.